All right, what we need to know today, well, we have the American Legion National Commander on the hotline, Vincent Jim Triola, and we're going to be discussing how the nation's largest vet organization is asking all Americans to be the one to stop veteran suicide. And how are we doing today, Jim? We're doing good?
We're doing great. How about you?
Doing fine. So Memorial Day is approaching. So how should Americans view this special day and remember the fallen, Jim?
We believe that Memorial Day is a day to be observed. A lot of people use the word celebrate, and that's okay, I guess, but it should be observed. And we think that we know that people are out there having picnics and they're doing whatever they do for Memorial Day on a day off should stop and reflect. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is reflect, maybe take 2-3 minutes just to realize how they got the freedoms to do that picnic and how many of service members paid the supreme sacrifice to make sure they had that freedom. And also maybe if they have a parade in their town or they have some sort of a ceremony or a Veterans Day, a Veterans Cemetery, something like that, maybe go to the parade and pay attention in the ceremonies, bring the kids with you so they understand as they're growing up. And the Veterans Cemetery is a good place. Maybe you have a family member that passed away that's in that Veterans Cemetery. Go visit the grave. Mm-hmm. Or just go there, look at all the flags over there, what those flags mean on those graves. And then going to just go about your day, because we really think that America has a short memory at times. And we think that they need to be reminded once in a while.
No, totally agree. So suicide prevention is the top priority for the American Legion. So can we tell the listeners what can be done to stop veterans from taking their own lives? How can we explain this? How can we be the one? And does this have to do a little bit with PTSD, or why is this the case there, Jim?
So there's several reasons for it. You can go back to the military. Years ago when you were in the military and you were suffering from what was probably PTSD, they had all kinds of names for it, shell shock, whatever it was. But years ago, you were considered a coward if you stepped forward and went to your supervising officer and told them about problems you were having. But now the military has grasped mental health therapy, and now they're helping our service members that are suffering from whether it's PTSD or depression or whatever that is, or trauma of any kind. So they're doing a better job today than they were years ago. And that's a good thing, because that could actually reduce the numbers of veteran suicide. So what we did a few years back is we named our number one priority in the American Legion is to stop veteran suicide. And what we decided to do was start a peer-to-peer program to try and break the stigma of a veteran stepping forward. And, you asked about PTSD. There's so many different reasons why a veteran would want to take their own lives. And some of it doesn't even have to be mental health. It could be, I don't have a job. I can't support my family. I feel worthless, things like that. So if we can identify those veterans that are at risk, and how we do that is we either know how or we learn how to start a conversation with a veteran and learn how to listen to what they're saying. And once you identify that veteran at risk, now this is where we need America's help. So we need all of the communities within the United States and abroad, if they're around military bases, to get involved with us. And once we identify these veterans and help us provide resources to them so we can get them instant help. Many times you'll identify a veteran at risk. They'll call the VA or they'll call their private doctor, a primary doctor, and you find out your appointment with a psychologist, psychiatrist, mental health therapist is 5-6 weeks away. That's a lot of time. Everybody in America is suffering from staff shortages, and that's part of the problem. But there's several people in the community, we think, the clergymen or social workers or people like that, hospitals, that can help in these situations. So if we're going to get them on the road to recovery, we feel that we have a good shot of saving their lives. So we've been doing this now. I guess this year is this, we call it fiscal year, from September last year, where we've been promoting this all over the country. It's resonating. We are saving lives. We have proof of that. and we're creating suicide awareness through sports sponsorship of an Indy race car that we've had now for about 3 years with Chip Ganassi Racing. Matter of fact, that car will be running around in the Indy 500. We just won a race with it this past weekend in Indianapolis. And what's happening is that all of those IndyCar races are on national TV. And we get 6 to 8 million viewers for every one of those races. So that's helping spread the word. We've got corporations, we've got nonprofits, we've got profits that are all calling and asking what they can do. They're donating to our Veterans and Children's Foundation. They're helping sponsor the car. It's an all hands on deck initiative. It's not just the American Legion. So we expect that we can't concentrate on the numbers of veterans that take their lives a day because unfortunately they're gone. But we can't concentrate on finding those veterans at risk and saving one life at a time, and therefore there's the name Be the One. So,
hey Jim, who could participate in a buddy check?
Anybody. You know, a buddy check is...
You don't have to be in the military? Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely not. You know, I would say a buddy check with somebody in the military, depending on what's wrong with that veteran, may be better because the veterans talking to veterans understand each other, but not necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's a well-being check to find out how they're doing. And even if a non-veteran calls and thinks they find something wrong, they can call the new National Veteran Suicide number, 988, and hit extension 1. That's veterans only. They can help in that way. It's those counselors really know what they're doing, and they can get them the help they need.
Yeah. Jim, so why does the American Legion want to see the repeal of the authorizations for the use of military force? Why do they want that repeal done? Why is that so important to the American Legion?
So that authorization has been around for 20 years, and it authorized us to go into Iraq and Afghanistan. I think it was Iraq mostly at first. We want to make sure that that's repealed and stopped, because there's certain people in the government that would want to, let's say we unfortunately would have to go into another country and go to war. We don't want them using that authorization of military force that wasn't meant for that to start with. So we should repeal that, get rid of it. And then if we have to go into some sort of a skirmish or a war, we would authorize, Congress would authorize that war. That's what they're there for.
Right.
We don't want them using an old authorization of military force to go to war in another country.
Yeah, because I always thought that, well, what I was taught in elementary school was, Congress declares war.
That's exactly right.
Years ago.
Yep. Yes.
All right. So you just want to go back to that. I don't see a problem with that whatsoever. Yep. I'm behind that. Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. So I got to ask you, how is the Coast Guard treated different from other branches of the service, especially during a government shutdown, which might occur?
What a mess that is. So the government closed down in 2019 for 31 days.
Right,
so
right.
In all the military branches, except for the Coast Guard, they're under the DOD. So the DOD appropriates money in case of something like this, government shutdown, so that the military members continue to get paid. Well, the Coast Guard falls under Homeland Security. So Homeland Security didn't appropriate money to get them paid. So for 31 days, they went without paychecks.
Right.
So what happened was, at the time, we were as interested in as we are now. We actually gave grants totaling $1 million to lower ranking Coast Guard members to get them through the 31 days. And they don't have to pay that money back. And then they got their retroactive pay. So we have legislation in Congress. It's called the Pay the Coast Guard Act. And we want to make sure that they appropriate the money in case the government shuts down. And, there's a possibility the government could shut down this year, the way the budget is being negotiated.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get this thing on the floor. It's been on the floor now. It hasn't been on the floor yet. It hasn't been introduced. There's some in Congress that feel that they should suffer. I don't know what they're suffering from. But if you talk to a Coast Guard member and see how proud they are, I visited a Coast Guard station, Coos Bay, Oregon, going back in last year. And E4 walked up to me and said, "Commander, whether we get paid or not, we're out there to do our mission, and you can make sure that everybody knows that, because we didn't join the Coast Guard just to sit down." And he says, "The only thing is that we're worried about our families at home and how we're going to pay the rent next month." Yeah. We consider distraction.
And that's understandable. That really is. All right, Jim, yep. Last question. Where can the listeners go to get more information and maybe help out if they can?
They can go to www.legion.org. That tells everybody all about our organization. And they can go to betheone.org, and that tells them how they can become involved in the community and help us out with this travesty. And also gives them testimonials from either veterans that have tried to take their own lives and been helped by community or Legion members, or also family members talking about the importance of Be the One because of people in their own families that have taken their lives. So,
gotcha. All right, we've been speaking with Vincent Jim Triola, the American Legion National Commander. Thanks a lot, Jim, for joining us and for all the great information. Much appreciated.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate being on. Thank you.
My pleasure.